your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately. And you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I really thoroughly enjoyed Super Bowl 60. So for everyone out there who's like, it was boring, it was dull, at least for me personally, and I know it's because I'm a tiny, bitter man, watching Drake May act confused, watching Drake May not get an opportunity to throw the football, looking at the look on Mike Vrabel's face, even just thinking of Dave Portnoy being upset. Like, the idea that the New England Patriots got embarrassed in the Super Bowl was, at least for one person, me, enough to overtake the fact that, sure, the game wasn't wildly entertaining from a back-and-forth standpoint. But for me, I found myself thoroughly entertained for 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Bad Bunny scored the first touchdown of the game. He's the first one to cross the goal line.
That is true.
But other than that, I didn't mind it. Maybe because I had picked Seattle, and what I thought was going to happen, happened.
Yeah.
Like, you sit and you analyze, at least from my perspective as an analyst, I sit and I analyze and I look and I'm like, all right, the Patriots are this. God, they struggled offensively all postseason, even though they found ways to win those games against the better defenses. Why are they going to be better against a really good defense in the Super Bowl? And so what I thought was going to happen, happened. So there was some personal satisfaction.
I get that.
That I got it right.
Yeah. Now, I see that.
Ultimately, from a historical standpoint, you were absolutely right at the beginning of the week. Like, what are we looking forward to the Super Bowl for? Is a chance it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
And it kind of was. But getting it right felt good for me.
Well, I
so
respect
I
that.
Enjoyed it.
I respect that.
You enjoyed it.
I hope you respect the fact that as a bitter, small Jet fan, I enjoyed the Patriots getting their ass kicked.
Did you enjoy it?
I hated the game. I mean, the game did nothing for me. People are leaving houses at halftime. That game sucked. I'm sorry.
Well, I get your perspective. I think if you watch the Super Bowl to be entertained, which I know the vast majority of Americans do, you just want to watch an entertaining game, you didn't get what you wanted.
Dude, that was a color rush Thursday night game. That's not the Super Bowl.
That's fine, and I understand that. I can't say you're wrong. But as someone who is a Jet fan, and I think most Jet fans will agree with me, because I think you sat down to watch the Super Bowl with the goal of not being entertained and having it be a close game, but watching them lose. Like, they've won enough championships in our lifetime. We don't need to see Mike Vrabel and Drake May hold a Super Bowl trophy.
Right.
And as an added bonus, and maybe this isn't the popular opinion, but I did say this on Friday. As much as I like Sam, I do, and I don't blame the Jets fully for getting rid of Sam Darnold.
Plus, it's four teams removed.
I didn't want to see Sam win the MVP. I didn't want to see Sam have this epic performance.
So it was perfect for you.
And it was perfect because Sam wasn't bad, and he deserves credit.
But he also wasn't good.
He also wasn't great. He threw about four or five interceptable balls in the first quarter of this game. So it was kind of perfect where Seattle could have had Trent Dilfer as their quarterback. They could have had Kerry Collins as their quarterback. Mm. They could have had me as their quarterback. And the truth is, between Kenneth Walker running the football, between their defense being outstanding and earning the nickname that they want, like, the quarterback sort of didn't matter. And so there's no bitterness from me about, oh, the former Jet draft pick won a Super Bowl. So selfishly, I got everything I wanted.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is when you look at this Seattle team now going forward, do they have a chance to be this every year? Because their defense is great and their coach great, but they're losing their offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And is this Sam Darnold that we've seen the last 2 years real?
I just want to stop you and say thank you that you did not open this show and say the one word we don't want to hear about the Seahawks today.
Which is?
Every radio show will go, well, can this team become a dynasty?
No, they're not a dynasty.
Not a dynasty, but can they be as great next year? Sure. But you know how it works with defensive-built teams. There's a reason the 85 Bears are good but only win the one Super Bowl. The Ravens only win the one Super Bowl. It gets harder to keep the guys, and injury luck has to be on your side the next year.
No,
those
right.
teams are hard to back up back-to-back years.
Right, but I look more offensively. I mean, they played bad in this game offensively. You mentioned it. Sam Darnold was 50% for 200 yards. It was because of Kenneth Walker in the run game and that they found a way to just kind of control the game. They didn't blow out the New England Patriots, even though the score says that.
I think they blew them out.
They just
controlled.
They just control. I'm talking about offensively.
No, but you know what? At 9-0, the game was over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
they didn't score a touchdown. The game was over.
I looked at this game. It was 19-7 in the fourth quarter.
I get you.
That's not a blowout. It became, score-wise, a blowout because New England was utterly inept offensively. But my point is,
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Seattle, even not playing well, scored 29 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so can they do that again and again and again? That's why they're not dynastic, because I don't think that that's possible for them. But look, this from a Seattle standpoint, this was fulfilling. Because this felt like the Seattle victory from a decade ago.
Yeah, it kind of was. Like, it was different than the Denver win because that was even more of a blowout in terms of the traditional term blowout. But this game was over in the first half. Mm. And I felt this way as someone passionately rooting against the Patriots. Like, there was never a moment where I was concerned. Even when Drake May and the Patriots offense finally got going, when they had the three-play drive, the Mac Hollins touchdown, right after the fan jumped on the field, which I guess had a chance to be the turning point of the game if the Patriots built off of that. But even at 19-7, I was like, they're not coming back.
No.
So even though the score may not have been a blowout, the Patriots offense could do nothing. They didn't have a drive, or they didn't have a possession. Let me scratch all that. They didn't run a play in Seahawks territory until the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Like, it was an unbelievably dominant performance. And just getting back to the Seattle offense and what they did well, where I will give Sam Darnold a lot of credit, because I remember standing here on Friday, and I ended up picking the Patriots at least to cover the number. And one of the reasons I thought that was I didn't trust Sam. I thought he turned the ball over multiple times.
He almost did.
He almost did.
He tried hard.
He tried hard and almost only counts in, hand grenades.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Weeks off to a flying start.
I got it right. Hand grenades is a part of it. But they didn't turn the ball over, and that was the key.
No,
and New England played so aggressively early, they almost knew they needed to turn Sam over and turn Seattle over to win this game. But that was the entire key. Offensively, they didn't F up.
Yeah.
They didn't screw up in any kind of epic way, and they let this defense, which now has a nickname I'll recognize, I'll acknowledge them because they're Super Bowl champions, the Dark Side. Now you have a nickname. When they're trying to run this nickname in Week 18, it's like, you don't get a nickname. But when you win a Super Bowl and you beat the Patriots, fine, you get a nickname.
I give Clint Kubiak and this offensive staff, and I guess Mike McDonald as well, credit because they knew exactly what you knew. Sam has been great. He had a fantastic season. But he also has had turnover issues in his career and even this year at points.
They came into the playoffs real quick, because I mentioned this on Friday, with more turnovers than any other team in this postseason, coming into the postseason.
So game plan for a Super Bowl? We are running the football.
Yes.
And they stuck to it, and it worked for them. Why New England, you know, couldn't stop the run? Because they've been pretty good this season against the run. Part of it was, I don't know, Kenneth Walker just being unbelievable and setting things up and having patience and outracing guys to the sideline multiple times. You know, what, a 29 and a 30-yard run in the first half. So, like, part of it was individual effort, but I give credit for this to the Seahawks for not letting Sam Darnold do what you thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't need to be the hero in this game.
He did not at all, no.
It was the defense that was going to be heroic in a run game, and that's not how they played a lot of this season. They played a lot of this season opening it wide the hell open and throwing Jackson Smith and Jigba and Raheed Shaheed, all these massive plays downfield. They didn't do much of that at all.
You know, I don't know if you're going to be offended by this, but I'm being truthful with you. As I'm watching this game, especially in the second half when it's clear that Seattle's going to win this game, as a football fan, I start thinking, does this remind me of any other Super Bowl? Is there a game that this reminds me of? And really, the only game that jumped out at me was yours against the Ravens. Right. I have to be honest, where Trent Dilfer did nothing wrong. Sam Darnold did nothing wrong. And I'm not comparing their careers. I'm just talking about one game and one performance. And you just saw this incredibly dominant defense. And also, much like your game against the Ravens, they didn't blow you out from a score perspective. But as I sat there watching that game as a young 17-year-old, you knew the game was over. Right. I don't know if you felt that way as a player, obviously. But as a fan, as an IFO, the score didn't dictate how far away you were from just competing with this all-time defense. Yeah. And not that the dark side's an all-time defense, but at 9-0, even at 6-0, it was like they have no shot.
No, you're right. And it's funny, they scored. They finally scored. Mac Hollins has two successive passes in a row, and they get into the end zone. And we're like, go for two.
I know.
Get it close.
I know.
Try to make it somewhat closer. That's the only way you're going to have a chance.
Yeah. That was crazy because when they made it 19-0 on the A.J. Barner touchdown, and now it's early fourth quarter, this fan jumps on the field. And obviously in this day and age, they will never show the fan jumping on the field. So you'd have to go on Twitter or social media to see the video of it. But as we're waiting, I'm thinking to myself, boy, is this going to be like the odd spark that changes this game? And what's funny
like
is
the cat that runs on the field.
Kind of. Or the lights going out at the Super Bowl between the Ravens and the Niners. And what's so funny about that, it's 19-0. I'm still chill. I'm enjoying myself. The very next play, right after the delay, 24 yards to Mac Hollins. The play after that, touchdown to Mac Hollins. It's 19-6. And we'll go a little bit later on the two-point conversion because I thought it was asinine that Vrabel didn't go for it. But at 19-7, early fourth quarter, I'm thinking to myself, especially when they force Seattle to punt basically immediately, I'm like, holy crap, is this going to be the dude runs on the field game?
Yep.
I still had a confidence because of how bad Drake May looked when given the opportunity it wasn't going to happen.
And he
proved
it.
But it was at least a thought in my mind.
And he proved it to you on the next possession.
Oh, my God. That interception was awful. And who had it again? I forgot.
What Julian was the guy Love.
On? Oh, well,
duct tape. Our guy, Julian Love.
That's right. Wasn't just us.
That's right.
Wasn't just Jets. Oh,
Leonard Williams was great, too.
Yes,
he was. So was Jason Myers, another former Jet.
Our fingerprints roll over this game.
This was a New York touch. But, yeah, this was the kind of game where, yes, I think 90% of people listening say it sucked, it was boring, I was distracted, I shut the game off, especially if you had to wake up early. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed every second of it. There is something about the Patriots losing that just, as a loser Jet fan, still gives me joy, even if I know my franchise is light years away from being them.
Right.
And watching Drake May, and it's crazy. I know that we can't judge Drake May on a Super Bowl or a postseason. That is not fair. A regular season matters, and he had a wonderful regular season.
Oh, he almost won the MVP.
You're right. I mean, it was one of the closest votes of all time. With that said, if you just watched Drake May in the playoffs, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't watch him in the regular season. You're an NFC fan. You just never watched him. And you turn this on in the postseason, you think to yourself, he's as bad as Justin Fields.
Yeah, the problem. So we say this about basketball in particular, right? The Knicks get blown out by the Detroit Pistons. Then a couple days later, they destroy the Boston Celtics. And we try to evaluate them. And we come to the conclusion, regular season is okay. And basketball doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
Probably not. I can't get there with the NFL. I can't get there and say the NFL regular season doesn't mean anything.
It's not that the regular season doesn't mean anything because you still have to win these games to earn a right to go to the postseason.
Yeah, you got to position yourself.
No doubt about it. But I think what ended up happening in the Super Bowl, not just with Drake May, but with the New England Patriots, is that guys like me, we were right. The Patriots beat up on a historically easy schedule.
Yep.
They had a historically easy route to the Super Bowl, and they got their comeuppance against a team that's really good. And that's, I think, the reality of it. And it doesn't take away from getting to the Super Bowl. Again, I would give anything as a fan of the loser team I root for to see my team have the easy route to a Super Bowl. But I think they got their comeuppance in the biggest game. That the reality was, they had a historically easy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They were facing a backup quarterback in the AFC title game. And when push comes to shove,
they're also kind of young in places that matter. Quarterback is young, second-year player. One of their running backs, Travion Henderson, he's a rookie.
Will Campbell is a rookie.
Oh, what a day he had.
Their left guard. So basically the left side of their offensive line is rookies. Wilson, he's a rookie as well. So they were just young. It doesn't mean that they're done. This is a one shot at the Super Bowl for this Patriots team. But it felt like they weren't ready. And it was mostly Drake May in the postseason. It felt like he wasn't ready for the step up in competition.
Keep this in mind. I'm not going to sit here on February 9th and tell you the Patriots won't get back to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You never know. I'm not burying them after this. But I will give them the same lesson I give fellow Met fans, Jet fans, Net fans, and you guys who are Giant and Yankee fans and Ranger fans. Just because you're close and just because you're on the rise and just because it feels like the best is yet to come
doesn't
mean that's going to happen. Like, I can give you countless examples around here where we thought we'd be back and we never get back. When you get close, you got to take advantage of it.
No, you're right.
And the New England Patriots didn't do that. And there's certainly no guarantee Drake May and Mike Vrabel ever seen another Super Bowl.
No, you're right. And look, their team's going to turn over a little bit as well. You don't know. Some of these guys, is Morgan Moses going to come back again and play again?
No, it's a fair question.
There's so many different moving parts after you lose the Super Bowl that you don't think about until the next season starts.
So do people agree with me? Did they actually have a really good time watching that Super Bowl last night? I had a blast.